One of the new Cochrane reviews in Issue 4 of the Cochrane Library 2008 brings together the existing evidence from research on ways to organize health services for people with an intellectual disability. Rob Ballow from the University of Toronto describes what they found.
We conducted a systematic review of studies that examined the effects of organizational interventions in the health and quality of life of adult persons with an intellectual disability. An organizational intervention is one that changes the structure or method of delivery of healthcare services. Providing treatment at home rather than in a hospital would be an example. In our review, we found 8 studies that fit the inclusion criteria. 3 of the studies identified effective organizational interventions, and 5 showed no evidence of effect. Only 2 studies were similar enough to analyze using a meta-analysis. The review found that multidisciplinary teams providing intensive services for persons with an intellectual disability and a mental health problem could lead to improved mental health outcomes. But results from a study done in one country could not necessarily be applied to the situation in other countries. One major gap in research is the lack of studies looking at organizational interventions for the physical needs of persons with an intellectual disability. The need for this review was made apparent at conferences that deal with health issues for persons with an intellectual disability. A recurring question at these meetings was, what health service structure best meets the needs of this vulnerable population? We felt that a systematic review using Cochrane methods would be a good way to see what the best evidence had to say on the topic. Health administrators, health policy advisors, government health officials, persons providing direct care, and families of persons with intellectual disabilities might be interested in reading the entire review. We are expected to update the review every 2 years, and an area we will focus on is economic outcomes, which is a crucial aspect from a health policy perspective.
If you would like to read the review, you'll find it at www.cochrane.org, which is also the place to look for future updates of this review.